Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5. Continuing our study of the Sermon on the Mount. The greatest teaching of eternal truth by the Lord Jesus Himself. As I mentioned last week, please understand, Jesus came onto the scene as a stranger, outsider. The establishment did not like it because they preached something different. But our Lord Jesus came with the truth of God. It was like a fresh breeze, something people had never heard before. And today we continue to listen to what He has to say to us from verse 38. We shall read this to verse 42. Listen. Jesus says to us, "You have heard that it has been said, 'An eye for an eye, and tooth for a tooth.' But I say to you, you resist not evil, but whosoever shall hit you, smite is the old English term. If somebody should slap you on the right cheek, turn to him the left." Verse 40. "If any man sue thee at the law and take away your coat, let him take your cloak also. And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him 2 miles. Give to him that asks of thee, and from him that would borrow of thee, turn not thou away." Amen. This is very strange teaching, isn't it? How does it go with you? You say, "Well, sounds a bit strange. How can we do such things? Somebody slap you on this side, isn't now this other side for you also?" Please remember, there is a background to this. In the Old Testament, Moses gave the law and says, "Now for you judges," remember they were a great community and they had not settled yet into a kind of orderly society. But they were traveling in the wilderness. And God gave the law, say, "Look, you judges, you should have a certain kind of ethic, certain law." There will be many complaints. Somebody comes up to you and say, "Look, he hit me and now my eye is gone. What do you do?" "Somebody punched me and I lost a tooth. What do I do?" So the law given at that time is eye for eye, tooth for tooth. You should repay what you have damaged, you have caused to your neighbor. Now, while this is not literal, it doesn't mean if somebody comes and says, he hit my eye, now what do we do? Come along and I hit your eye. No. This law is given to express the severity of crime. Do not do these things one to another, because there is a punishment, and that punishment is if you damage one's eye, your own eye should receive the same damage. Obviously, it is not easy. True? Then what is the meaning of laying down that kind of law? The law is, firstly, to give some assurance to the one who suffers that your case will be taken up, and there will be a compensation for your loss of eye or loss of a limb or something. And that law not only assures the one who suffers, also is a deterrent, a terror to the one who thinks of doing something wrong. Say, "Look, you do it, there's a law against you also." So this is the background for the safety of the whole community. For unless there are laws, mind you, we have very strict laws in Singapore. traffic laws. All the laws of crime, preventing crime, and commercial laws and ethical laws against all kinds of offenses. What for? To protect the general public and to deter would-be criminals that there is punishment coming for you. So that is the purpose of the law. But you know, in practice, you don't say, all right, if hit somebody's eye and that eye is gone, now we come and pull out your eye. We don't. But the law will quantify and say, well, because you've lost an eye, it costs you your living, reduces your ability to earn by so much and so much. Now you have to compensate the one who suffered so many $1,000s. So there is a kind of equation that people can use to work by. This is where lawyers come in, and psychologists and medical witnesses are called in to say, all right, is that the amount of money we should pay so-and-so because of this injury, a disability, and so on and so forth. So all these things are worked out into the law today. No, the Lord Jesus is not talking about that. Look again at verse 38. Jesus says, you heard it is said, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. But Jesus says, different. Change your thinking. Because somebody has punched you on the nose, you say, I will punch him also. That is not the teaching of Jesus Christ. Now, what teaching is it? Verse 39. Jesus says, resist not evil. Because somebody has given you a punch, do not prepare now to return that punch. Tit for tat, as they say. This is not the Christian teaching. Now, what is the Christian teaching? Jesus says now something startling, something strange, something you do not want to accept at first thought. Say, nonsense, how can it be? What does it say? Whosoever will slap you on the right, turn to him the left. What is the meaning of this? Please understand, it is not literal. Yes. So if you happen to slap someone and he turns the other cheek, do not follow up with a second slap. That is not the meaning of it. The meaning is for the one who suffers. How can you tolerate being hurt by someone else? Not just physical hurt, but verbal and mental hurt. Somebody says something unkind about you. What do you do? Verse 39. Resist not evil. Do not think of reciprocating or retaliating is another word which is more appropriate here. Because he has said something nasty about you, you will say something more nasty about him. And he tells one person, you tell two. And so on, it goes on. So the Lord says, do not. Why? Because you are a Christian. And if you follow the world's method, the whole thing will escalate. From time to time, we read, especially in newspaper, two neighbors. Start off with something small. Maybe a child makes a noise or dirties the next door, front door. Then it goes on. You dirty mine, I dirty yours. You sweep your dirt onto my side, I sweep all my dirt onto yours. It goes on. You make some noise, I make more noise. You tune your radio so loud, I turn my television louder. And it goes on. And it comes out in the front page of newspaper. Have you not read it? Now this is the idea. Jesus says, do not. Somebody has done something wrong, obviously wrong. What does he say? Don't resist. Don't retaliate. Don't take revenge. Don't harbor the grudge and the anger and oh, I want to get even.
This is the word. Get even. Do not try to get even. Now what you do is say, I can't help it. I feel so angry. I feel so hot inside me. I must go and do something against that person. That is the way of the world. In Christianity, the Lord Jesus says, is a different religion from other religions. Yes. A different philosophy, a different ethic. Somebody has done something wrong to you. Read verse 39 again. Resist not the evil. Now two more examples are given. Verse 40 and 41. One is about taking your coat and you say, well, if you want my coat, I can also give you the cloak if you want it. Now again, this is the same principle. Be kind and generous. Somebody takes away so much. You say, well, maybe he has a need. Maybe he really needs it. You're very cold. You've taken my jacket. If you're really cold, I can let you have my coat also, overcoat. And so on. The next verse says, somebody compels you to do a favor for him. Go a mile. Obviously, you can do the mile. And if you can, why can't you do two? So this is the spirit that will overcome the one who has done you the disfavor. Yes, very oftentimes, the one who has done it will be so ashamed. Why did I ever do the first injustice to this person? But that is the Christian teaching. Verse 42 is very difficult. Very difficult. What does it say, verse 42? Give to him that asks you, and from him that would borrow, turn him not away. I have learned over years, 30, 40 years, that when people come and say to you, can you lend me? Read, can you give me? Because most times, they don't repay. And sometimes you get pretty upset. But over the years, you learn from this verse. What does this verse say? Verse 42. Give to him that asks you. And from him that would borrow, turn him not away. Give it to him. And forget it. Why? Of course, if you have nothing to lend, nothing to give, then you say, I'm sorry, I don't have anything. But if you have and you lend, and he doesn't repay, what do you do? Verse 42. Turn not away. Let him have it, you say, to yourself. Thank God. At least I could give him that money. Surely he has a need. And if I could fulfill that need, thank God. What does the Lord say? It is more blessed to give than to receive. The fact that you could give, you could lend, means God has blessed you already. Now, the whole thinking is referred back to God all the time. You cannot do it. The way that Jesus says, except you are a child of God, except you have left the thinking of the world, the philosophy of the world, which is get even, and take your revenge with compound interest. You want more back. That is the way of the world, which is not the way of Jesus Christ. Jesus says, don't. Why? Because we have a Father in heaven who is God Almighty, who knows our hearts, who has come to save us from our sins and to give us a clean heart. You become a Christian, what for? To join a church, to have a place, to sit here and to sing some songs and carry a Bible? Not at all. To become a Christian is to become a child of God. A new outlook, a new heart, a new thinking, a new philosophy, a new ethic. When people scold you, don't retaliate. Don't bear grudges. Don't behave like the world. Now look at verse 43. The rest is so wonderful.
You have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. True?
Yes.
Absolutely correct. In the terms of the world. In the worldly thinking, he's nice to you, be nice to him. He invites you for dinner, you invite him for dinner. And because he's nice to your children, you'll be nice to their children. Your neighbors, after all, be very friendly. They're friends. Be nice to one another. Now the Lord says, no, that is the way of the world. Tit for tat. Verse 44. Now this is something that will shock some of you again. Jesus says, I say to you, love your enemies. Wow, I don't know how to. He hates me. He's done me so many wrong things. And Jesus says, love him. How to love him? How? Well, I say, dear friends, the first thing is, don't retaliate. That is the first way of love. Don't think of revenge, getting even and getting hot and bothered and losing your sleep and losing your cool all the time because that fellow is my enemy. Jesus says, no. Bless them. Bless them who curse you. How can it be? I say it can be when and only when you are changed in your thinking, in your heart, in your capacity for compassion. To think of the other person and to pity him and to think of God. After all, if I'm a child of God, I should be like the Son of God, right? At Christmas. Christmas is to celebrate Jesus coming. I say, if that's all you do, you've wasted your time. You don't just celebrate, go to the shops, buy gifts, exchange gifts, and that's it, and have a merry time for 1 or 2 weeks. That is a total waste of time if that's all you do. Christmas is to tell us God sent his Son for you. The Son of God became the Son of Man. In order that the sons of men might become the sons of God. Now that is the meaning of Christmas. And this is the meaning of what Jesus is saying to you. Love your enemies. How can I? Possible? With men? Impossible. Not with God. When you have come to the Lord Jesus and say, Lord, I want you to be my Savior. He makes you a child of God, you know, when you believe in him. Now, if you are a believer, you are a child of God. And how can you prove it? How to prove it? That now you're no longer a child of the devil. You become a child of God. I say, you prove it. How do you prove it? Verse 44. Do good to them that hate you. I say again, with men impossible, but not with God. When you come to prayer on your knees and say, Lord, thank you for saving my soul. Thank you for forgiving my sins. What sins? Sins of hatred. Sins of wanting to take revenge. Sins of wickedness. All kinds of sins. You know what the sins are. All of us know. And you say, Lord, please forgive me and make me a child of God. After that, you got to do something. If God truly has taken you to be his child, you got to behave like a child of God. And this is what it is. Do good to them who hate you. Bless them who curse you. Why? Answer? Because I'm a Christian. There must be a difference. In the office, I got a call the other day from a lady member. Can you preach a sermon on office politics? I'm so sick of my boss. So sick of the people in the office always playing politics. I said, come and tell me what it's all about. But if you're a Christian, you rise above office politics. I'm not saying this is in general terms, specific terms you can talk about. Come and see me, whoever it is who called me.
Now Jesus says, please don't. Politics means you do me good, I do you good. You do me bad, I do you bad. And all that kind of thing goes on. Jesus says, now you are a child of God. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. Please look at verse 44. And this is God talking to you, you know. Pray for them who despitefully use you and persecute you. This is the way of the Christian. And this is the meaning of coming to Jesus at Christmas. If you stop at just celebrating, you have wasted your time. I say today, let's be serious. Why do we do all this? Verse 45. That you may be children of God in heaven. Wonderful. Dear friends, I know my time is past already and I will not keep you too long. But please remember, coming to church, singing the hymns, calling on the name of God must have a meaning in your life, must change your life. There must be a transformation. As Paul the Apostle says, if any man be in Christ, Christian, he is a new person. All things passed away. Behold, all things become new. All ways of thinking pass away. All ways of getting even, hating, retaliating, taking revenge, pass away. All things become new. What are the new things? The new things are what Jesus came to teach and preach in the Sermon on the Mount. Not eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. But don't resist the evil. Don't do what other people are doing. Why? Because you have now become a Christian. Read on. Verse 45. That you may be recognized as the children of your Father, which is in heaven. And he sets you the example. What is the example that God the Father set for you? Listen, read to it. Read on. He makes his sun to rise on the evil and the good. Wonderful. Sunshine, rain on the harvest, on the crops. Whether you are good or bad, God sends you the same rain. Whether you are good or bad, gives you the same sunshine. Without sunshine, without rain, you're finished. Who sends them to you? Answer, the Heavenly Father. And if he treats you, who are sinful, the same way as he treats the good, apply. I should follow my Father in heaven. I am a child of God. Then I will treat all enemies as friends. Friends as friends also, of course. They are still my friends. But how to treat an enemy as a friend? By looking to God and say, Lord, I can't do it. But because I've become your child, change my heart to be like the Lord Jesus Christ. What did the Lord Jesus do? When he came to his own rejected him. Did he retaliate? No. At his trial, they slapped him, they spat upon him, they hit him, they scourged him, they mocked him, insulted him, and crucified him. What does the word of God say? He opened not his mouth. Now, this is an example to us. Don't learn from men. Men learning from men is not good. Learn from the Lord Jesus. Learn from the Heavenly Father. Verse 46. If you love them who love you, what reward is there? Everybody does the same, is that right? You must be different. Do not even the publicans the same? They are the most despised of society, publicans, those who collect taxes for the Romans. They call them traitors. Everybody hates them, but they know where to make the money. Yes. They know where to get the favors. Don't be like them. Verse 47. If you salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? Do not even the publicans the same. They know where their bread is buttered. They know how to be nice to the people who they ought to be nice to. Is that your way of operating? Let us this Christmas change our whole outlook, our whole behavior, simply because God gave us His Son to make us to be sons of God. And if you're a son of God, be like one. God says, be perfect as I am perfect. Verse 48 in conclusion. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. Why? Because you are a child of God. You are His child. Therefore, like father, like child, learn to be like Him. Resist not evil. Don't scheme all the time how to get even and to take revenge. Forget all those things this Christmas and say, Lord, make me truly a child of yours, that I will be a credit to your name. Other people will know that this person is different. He is perfect, like the Father in heaven. Amen. Let us pray. Lord in heaven, hear our prayer here on earth, that we may all realize that to be a Christian carries a sacrifice. To forget and to change our old ways. May your Holy Spirit help us, change us, and use us to be a credit to your name. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.